Listener Production.
Good morning, Courtney Thomas with your latest local news. PM Anthony Albanese is set to announce a multi-million dollar federal government funding boost in Gladstone today. It's understood $400 million in new loans will go to Aussie company Alpha HPA to build a high-purity alumina process facility, generating 490 jobs during construction and more than 200 ongoing jobs. Police are investigating following a possible shooting incident at Dysart in central Queensland. A man and a woman presented to the local hospital on Monday night with gunshot wounds. It's understood the pair were then airlifted to Mackay Base Hospital for treatment. Almost half of the Bruce Highway is failing basic safety ratings. According to News Corp, 2019 data from the Australian Road Assessment Program shows around 5% of the Bruce was rated just 2 stars out of 5, while just over 44% was graded 3, with the most dangerous sections of the road between Brizzy and Cairns being in the regions, with a notorious stretch near Mackay receiving the worst overall rating. Meantime, drivers are being urged to spare a thought for buses when out and about on the roads. The We All Need Space campaign's underway, reminding us never to overtake a turning bus, slow down when passing and give way. Michelle Taylor from the National Heavy Vehicle Regulator says a lack of patience among motorists is putting everyone at risk.
Unfortunately, on roads in Queensland last year, there were 3 lives lost that resulted from an accident with a bus and a car. So this We All Need Space campaign is really about trying to raise awareness and help save lives on the roads.
Just briefly updating some local sport news now, and final preparations are underway for the Miriam Vale Rodeo. The annual rodeo returns this Saturday. Meantime, in hockey, the 2024 Queensland Women's Masters Championships kick off this Friday in Maribyrnong, with both Rockhampton and Gladstone teams set to compete.